At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
4:35 coming up in minutes. Little Ted versus the FCC. Oh, but first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Coming from our question, what spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? Guys, I used to run a pear refrigeration plant. We had a very specific high-dollar oil for our ammonia compressors. My helper, he forgot to put the lock in the spout, and the heat pushed it open. 50 gallons of oil all over blacktop. High-dollar cleanup there. Keep doing what you guys are doing. You're helping a lot of us with your stories. Peace out, guys. That's from Raymond, the transplant from Klamath Falls, Oregon. Guys, 15 years old, working at a busboy at a restaurant. Bartender asked me to go back to the kitchen and get a can of strawberry syrup for the bar. Cook put the can on the shelf above the pass-through to the kitchen. Unbeknownst to me, he had opened the can. I had to reach up above my head to grab the can, proceeded to tip the can toward me, dumping the contents of said can all over myself and the floor. After the cook and the other busboy stopped laughing, they did help me clean up the mess. I went home that night quite sticky, but I smelled great. That from Lindsay, vice president of the Ted Smith Fan Club, Camano Island Chapter. Positive Friday, bitches. I was making pasta on the stove. Didn't realize the pot I was using was too small for the burner. I grabbed the now extremely hot handles to strain the pasta and immediately dropped the pot back down, splashing my face with boiling water.
Ooh.
Second-degree burns on my face. First-degree burns on my hands and eyeballs. Couldn't wear contact lenses for a while. Rock on. That from Iris, the truck driver. Guys, 8 years ago during the summer, I decided to try my hand at making cabbage kimchi. I found a recipe on Pinterest, read the recipe a few times, got the ingredients, tried to follow the instructions to a T, mixing the ingredients together, then transferring everything into a jar to ferment for 72 hours. I failed to realize that the lid wasn't supposed to be screwed all the way. So when it came time to opening the jar and sampling the product, that jar became a bomb. Long story short, my kitchen was covered in kimchi. I had to scrub my kitchen top to bottom. It took a week for the smell to go away. Peace out, guys. That from Lydia. Guys, I was a kid. My family owned a business hauling cattle, a commercial semi-trailer for cattle hauling. Have two floors inside of them and haul 50-plus head of cattle. That's a lot of poop. If they have not been cleaned out on each trip, it may have up to 4 inches deep on the floor. Then everything, it just flicks up the walls, about 10 feet tall. So imagine being 14 years old in the middle of August heat, having to clean that out. Nope. Only tools were a shovel, a broom, and a fire hose. This translates into basically a river of poop that takes 3 to 4 hours to clean. Sincerely, guys, that's from Warren, the official DJ of the men's room.
A river of poop.
As we move on to the birthday request. Yes.
Wasn't that a song?
River of poop?
Oh, River of Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so close.
Guys, can we get a birthday shout out for Jordan? He turns 9 years old today. How about a big old Leroy Jenkins and Coach Ted giving him advice on trying out for travel baseball? Love the show. Thanks, guys. That's from Ronnie and from Sarah.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
All right, Jordan. First of all, your name's Jordan. Great name. You don't know it, but it's a lot to live up to. There was this guy named Michael Jordan. He was a beast at basketball.
And his yellow eyes.
Also played minor league baseball. So kind of like you. He played on a team that traveled. All right. Travel teams are tough to make. We got to focus on one thing. Fundamentals. Play an infield. Keep that head down. Do not be scared of the ball. Right at the top of the bill of your cap. Keep your head down. Look that ball into the glove. Maybe we're playing outfield. First step is always backwards. Hit that cutoff, man.
Oof.
Be aggressive at the plate.
Guys, please wish a Jakey Boy or Jakey Boy a happy birthday with a fish sandwich for me. Thanks, guys. That's from Manders.
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Guys, I want to wish my son Jacob a very happy 23rd birthday. Would like the Dirty Germans talking crap about Ford Mavericks. Lots of love. That from Mom.
Yeah, actually, I can't talk smack about Ford Mavericks. That is where I lost my backside virginity.
Yeah, the funny thing is, these Americans make fun of the Ford for German. We make fun of all your vehicles.
Yeah.
Right. Have you seen the engineering we have in ours?
Yeah. We have very strict standards.
I will say, when we were in Germany, it took... I kept forgetting we were actually in Germany. I'm just like, God damn. Look at all these luxury cars.
And it's dude,
like,
seriously.
Right, but it's like, right, BMW, Audi. They're just... That's what everybody drives.
That's their Toyota.
All right. Oh, let's see. I want to wish my buddy Aiden a very happy 24th birthday. Truly an amazing friend and the coolest cop in the 425. How about an andro penis? Some dad jokes from Miles and a couple of shotgun gets from Thrill. Also, guys, your beer kicks ass. Thanks from Hunter in Montana.
Andro penis.
Shotgun gets, Steve.
Ah, shotgun gets.
Yes.
Get!
Get!
425.
Get
today, it! Today we're going, brother.
Yeah, yep. Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
Just realized that now. Dad Joke Friday.
All right.
Guys, where are all the good chemistry jokes?
In beakers?
No.
I'm going to be irritated when I hear this. What?
They are gone.
They are gone. That's a solid chemistry joke.
Are gone.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
all right.
time does Sean Connery go to Wimbledon? What time does Sean Connery go to Wimbledon?
Six?
Nope.
Seven.
Oh.
Keep going.
Sevenish.
Tenish.
Tenish.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yep.
Guys, just so you know, I have a ton of unemployment jokes, but none of them work. What weighs more, water or butane?
I don't know.
Water. Butane is a lighter fluid.
All right. I like that one. I might use that one tonight.
Gentlemen, I'd like to wish my baby sister, Doodlebug, a happy birthday for her 27th trip around the sun. She served her country, is a complete badass, stayed out of jail, and I love her to death. So how about some thrill shotgun gets, a what the F is that, bro, and maybe Coach Ted getting her ramped up about her spending more time with her nephews, Brantley, Cash, and Tuff. Love the show, and thanks, guys. That's from Roy.
Get! Get!
Oh my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Get!
First of all,
get!
Coach likes the fact that your nephews sound like they're in a country band already. Also, I'm gonna go on a limb here and say she has tattoos. Military, specifically your brother Sid. Thanks for not going to jail. But either way, I respect it. I like somebody that serves. I also like somebody in a uniform. But a lot of times, it's dudes. I like these... women sailors. Women marines. I almost said lady sailors.
I know. I can see your mouth forming the word lady and the woman.
All right. But now you're done. You're in your late 20s. You're getting up there. Hang out with the nephews. Everybody loves the fun aunt. And you're the aunt. The best part is you get to drop them back off at the house.
Boom.
You dated a marine. Was it weird knowing that she could just kick your ass at any moment?
Two things were bad.
Okay.
One time, kind of joking around, I did get caught in a rear naked choke.
Okay.
And I'm a pretty strong swimmer.
Okay.
But we were crossing a lake, and she was like
swimming with one arm, kind of going fast. I was like, all right.
Really?
I get it. You can swim better than me.
Wow.
Yes. Are you okay? I was like, leave just right. I turned, it's like a little kid. Like, leave me alone. I'm fine. I'm a good swimmer.
I'm dog paddling.
Yeah, right? I mean, I can swim.
A rear naked chokehold.
Yeah. Her dad was a DI, though, and a state trooper. He was intimidating. Nice guy. Mm-hmm. I was just always scared assless of him.
Oh, guys, will you please wish my wonderful husband, Matthew, a very happy birthday. Love listening to the show. Please give maybe Coach Ted some advice on being a girl dad of three. A fish montage and a couple rips off that bong. Thanks, guys, and all the best. That from Cammy and the girls.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich?
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Who are your fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell a fish sandwich. Maybe are you some sure? Relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
All right. You got three daughters. First of all, you're going to need more than one bong hit. Second of all, I don't know which age they're in. Hopefully it's like they're younger. You're just watching Barbie and stuff like that. But Jesus, man, you got a whirlwind, a hurricane coming your way. So I'd say buckle down the hatches, try to raise them right, and set a good example so they won't date douchebags.
Yeah. Guys, I want to wish my husband, Kevin, a very happy 40th birthday today. Knowing you, this party is just getting started. Lots of love from Katie Cat and Albatross. P.S. What's the course record at Salish Cliffs? So, how about a suck it up cupcake, some advice from Ted about turning 40, and, of course, some dad jokes from Miles on Friday.
Oh.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
All right, I said this yesterday. 40 is not that big of a change from your 30s. I don't know. Getting into your 30s seems like a big thing. Getting into 40s, you're like, all right. Now I'm 40. Now with that said, we got to stretch. We got to drink more water. Basically, think of a high school football team. What do they do before the game? You need to do that every morning.
Okay.
Just to get out of bed.
Calisthenics. All right. Water.
Dad joke Friday.
Tape something up. Pop a couple Advils.
Guys, have you heard the song about a pork sausage?
No.
It's a banger. Did you hear about the Roman cannibal who killed his wife?
The Roman cannibal that
killed his wife. No. Yeah. He was Gladiator.
Gladiator.
Gladiator. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Europe?
Europe who?
No, Europe who. What's the difference between an atom and a hormone? The difference between an atom and a hormone.
You can't hear an atom?
You can't hear an atom. And my favorite of the day. How does a redhead shave for entertainment and dining district? Again, how does a redhead shave for entertainment and dining district?
How?
Gingerly.
A little risque there on the last one.
Hey, look out.
I like it.
Today is my beautiful girlfriend Christy's 51st birthday. Can you please help her celebrate it with the captain? Talking about his trip to Vegas with the Chiquita Banana Lady and playing the one-arm bandit trying to get a big jackpot. Also, thank you guys. Love the show. Keep kicking ass on the radio. That from Dean.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Truth be told, the Chiquita Banana Lady has a serious gambling problem, but that's why they love her at the old Bellagio. And she doesn't play slot machines, she plays poker. But because of her status as a high roller, she gets to play in the back rooms where they actually host strip poker. Well, on this particular night, she didn't do so well and was completely naked after seven hands. Seven hands also touched her. Now, she has quite the body, but grooming is not something that she's necessarily into. But as luck would have it, two of the guys that she was playing against were representatives. One from Gillette, one from Nair. And when they got an eye full of her vaginal afro, she was offered a lucrative contract and made more than she ever made gambling. But now we call her the Bush Tush. Crunch bangs.
Worried about my jokes.
No kidding.
Hello, guys.
We just stopped on that dad joke.
Could you please give my husband, Brian, a 53rd birthday shout-out? Wonderful husband. Love him so much. He's a huge fan of the show. How about a parade of farts and you guys talking all over each other about the joys of reading books? Have a great day. Thank you so much, guys. That from Don. joys of reading books.
Well, well, that's
my favorite thing.
I'm on vacation. I'm escaping things. Leave me alone. I'm sitting on my watch. Inevitably, whatever I'm going to read has nothing to do with reality.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. Okay, coming up, we'll drink and toast in the weekend with a shout of the day. But first, I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Sid's sheet-filled shanty sits in the shady sheet folding town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides steamy sheet loads onto Sid's Schlitz Creek sheet, sipping ship to ship to Schlitz Creek fresh steamy sheet store.
Three times fast.
Sid's sheet-filled shanty sits on the shanty sheet folding town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides steamy sheet loads onto Sid's Schlitz Creek street, shipping to ship to ship to Schlitz Creek fresh steamy sheet store.
One.
Sid sheet filled with shanty sits in the shady sheet folding town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides steamy sheet loads onto Sid's Schlitz Creek sheet shipping ship to ship to Schlitz Creek fresh steamy sheet store.
Two.
Sid sheet filled shanty sits in the shady sheet folding town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides steamy sheet loads onto Sid's Schlitz Creek sheet prepping ship to ship to ship Schlitz Creek fresh steamy sheet store.
Oh, oh wow. Ooh. Man, that was a big one. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
I'm so tired. Trying to go with some tongue twisters for Ted versus the FCC. You are not going to believe this.
What's that?
We got a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
I mean, son of a bitch, man. I'm have gone to bed so much earlier.
Hot off the presses from Jimmy the produce guy. Hola, gentlemen. I spotted both Miles and Thrill at the bar last night. Beers in hand, empty shot glasses askew, several notebooks filled with potential tongue twisters for Ted versus the FCC.
I'm glad someone recognizes the effort that we put in.
I joined them. We drank until the sun came up, and I told them to save them for later and offered up one of my own. And it goes something like this. It is short and sweet, but to the point. Whew, okay. All right, Ted. I'm just going to make sure I don't mess this one up. Buck the Futt Bucker sucked Big Dirk's big tick, cutting Kelly Kent's cut cups. The way that we play Ted versus the FCC is one time through, then three times fast.
Try to enunciate here, Mike.
Thank you.
Take your time.
Gotcha.
Buck the Futt Bucker sucked Big Dirk's big tick, cutting Kelly Kent's cut cups.
Three times fast.
Buck the Futt Bucker sucked Big Dirk's big tick, cutting Kelly's Kent's cut cups.
One.
Buck the Futt Bucker sucked Big Dirk's big tick, cutting Kelly's Kent's cut cups.
Two.
Buck the Futt Bucker sucked Big Dirk's big tick, cutting Kelly Kent's cut cups.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, America.
I thought we would have that for 3 weeks. Another win. And Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day into the weekend, and we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. On First Quick Check-In with Mike Hogg, some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. There's a growing trend of restaurants that are banning patrons under the age of 25.
Yeah, I keep hearing that.
I don't disagree with it. It's, I mean, especially it's when you want to set a vibe.
Well, it's just trying to set the vibe, you know.
And right.
It's weird because a lot of people are going to lose business. Maybe. It's a calculated risk that they're making.
And I feel like people under 25 generally go to the other bars anyhow. I mean, look, I don't know if it's legal, but I get where they're coming from. Generally, right. If there's going to be a scuffle or whatever, it's going to be people 21 to 25.
Exactly. I mean, we were all that way. And look, yeah. I get it, man. And one of the first places I heard of that did it said, look, we just don't want the drama that the young 20s typically brings in.
Right.
So a lot of times the guys are always pumping up the chest. They're going to defend their girlfriend. Generally, that's where it starts. And then it gets out of control and everyone gets involved.
Exactly.
Right? As where you get to a certain age, like someone chucking out your girl, you might be mad, but it's between you and just that other person.
Well, and you can do plenty to design your bar, your restaurant, whatever it is, to kind of cater to that over 25, 30-year-old and older
crowd.
Jack up the prices, yeah, no kidding.
Right.
But I think there's also, it's more of a benefit to that older crowd to say, there's nobody under 25 in here.
Right.
You're safe in here. Come on in here. If you just want to get a drink.
I think it depends where you are, too. Like, our local watering hole that Ted and I go to, people of all ages, I mean, 21 and up, but there's not a lot of drama there.
Right.
But I think maybe if you're
we don't
in a college
turn the music
town or something like that, you know what I mean? Well, right, they go to that place.
Yeah. I will say, and I'm on the other side of this now in my 40s, but like, there's a chain of bars in the Maryland area called Looney's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love it. So every time I'd go back, we'd go to one of them, but kind of out in the burbs. And then I was like, hey, let's go to the one in College Park, University of Maryland.
Yeah.
Right. And I know even my buddy Will was like, I don't think you want to go. And it's the same place and everything.
Let's do it.
We were clearly the oldest two dudes there. Mm-hmm. The music was too loud. Like, I was just like, God, we can't cut. Like, we're too old to hang out in here.
That's what right. I'm saying. If there's a cutoff line for that being creepy, then you can do the bottom side of that.
Exactly.
The music's too loud. There's no VIP room in a bar. I've said this before. Yeah. Like, at my age, if I go to a nightclub, we're going to have to sit in the VIP.
Right.
I'd look like creepy guy on the dance floor.
Scientists are refuting influencer claims that drinking soda water could damage your kidneys. Basically, they were saying that the sodium that is added into soda water is then going to ruin your kidneys. But they said that you would have to drink so doggone much.
Right. It's like there's cyanide in apple seeds. They're like, right. And if you eat 12,000 apples, it will affect you. Right.
Meanwhile, you could eat one item at a fast food place and get your sodium intake for the day.
Exactly.
Right. Get a McDonald's hamburger and it's just as much.
Exactly. Right? They say, look, soda water is still your low sodium choice. Don't believe this crap. A new study found that we like to date people with similar looks to our own.
I really would hope I do not.
Or she hopes she does not.
Well, I think my wife's good looking.
Like they facially look like us? Or I'm trying to figure this one out.
See a lot of couples that look pretty close to each other.
Yes.
But are they old? You always get the thing where people say, you know, old, you start looking like each other, which makes no sense to me. But I do not believe me and my wife share many physical characteristics, and I appreciate that.
Well, and I wonder, because I didn't read the study, but I wonder if it's like very, very subtle, you know, similarities. You know what I mean?
Right, like you're not even conscious. It's subconscious.
Exactly. It's almost like eye shape, brow position, that kind of a thing.
Not to start my wife tonight.
All right, just
beard. Yes.
We know the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love, right?
All
right.
Yeah.
He just got engaged.
That chick looks like him.
It looks like he married his sister.
It does.
So I see this a lot when I'm looking at people. Like, I'm like, you must think you're really attractive because you're going for people who look like you.
I'm so hot.
Exactly.
You remind me of me, baby.
Yeah, baby.
God, I'd be married by now if I could marry myself.
Right.
Probably. I still want to make a Ted mascot head.
Oh, hell yeah.
Put it on, honey.
Oh, damn.
Oh.
Put it on.
Damn, that looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Ted, we're getting it. High five me.
High five me.
Make some jokes. You're 10 now.
Oh, no.
I love your laugh.
Yeah, I'll shotgun a beer with you, Ted.
Probably the biggest technological advance in recent history other than AI would be the smartphone. It. You all right, Ted?
I was going to be like, plumbing. You're talking about, that's just my number one.
Sure. Oh, I agree, man.
You're plumbing. But it has changed our lives in so many different ways and so many unexpected ways. Like, I remember when smartphones first came out, we couldn't fathom just quite how big they would get and how much they would take care of. And in fact, there's an entire list of things that are going away.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 surprising things your smartphone has made obsolete. Like the tape measurer. There's an app for that. Monitoring your heart rate. There's an app for that, too. Stalking your ex. I'm sure there's an app for that. But here's where the smartphone has exceeded any and all expectations and conveniently placed the VCR, DVD players, DVRs, and cable in the dumpster. Let's just say what we're all thinking. Internet porn on your smartphone.
Take it with you.
Positive Friday indeed.
Yeah.
Porn on the go.
Exactly. Don't have to have a rolled up magazine in your back pocket or nothing.
No more hiding things between your mattresses, kids. Just pull up your phone, say, I am 18 or older, and enjoy.
That ironclad defense right there. That.
Are you 18 or older? Yep, cool.
So these are.
I know. Same with like, there has to be some rule that you have to put it on there, but like that. Like the alcohol websites.
But, you know, now, there's a couple of states. What was the Miles, you told
there's
me this other. Like two or three states now, like Pornhub said, we will not service the state anymore because we asked if they're 18. We cannot control if people lie or not.
Mm-hmm.
But the states were like, well, you have to verify. And they're like, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, I think
so.
Texas
now
is
they
one
are porn
away.
Free.
North Carolina's one that
ain't gonna. Do you know the biggest entertainment industry on this planet?
Bet. Still is.
By leaps and bounds, sports does not touch porn. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you can say, we got rid of it. You're going to have it back by the end of the year.
So these are surprising things that your smartphone has made obsolete. They go with basically cash, checks, even your debit card at this point, digital payments.
Yeah, I don't use my phone for that so much because I'm old and I don't care, but yes, absolutely.
I've been getting
for
into
me
it.
The tickets. It just pisses me off.
I will say now that I have an iPhone, I use my wallet for tickets, and I feel pretty futuristic. And I'm going to sound old. Use it for my boarding pass.
Ooh! Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
Bam! Let me just scan my phone over here.
So stupid.
Living in the future.
I know.
Even my wife, when we went to Germany, she's like, look, I got your information. I'm going to put it in your phone. I'm going, that's great. How do I access it? And basically, she had to give me a tutorial of how to just pull up, just get on the freaking plane. I don't like it. I don't.
Verbal conversations.
Verbal conversations?
Yeah.
What kind of conversations are we going to have?
Texting.
Oh.
Text.
Yeah, but eventually you got to see somebody in person.
Sure, but it's making the need to talk to them verbally obsolete. You can just text people. For the most part,
I mean, look,
dude.
I mean, get
interaction,
it. I'm too slow with texting. Or I get annoyed. You know, I've done it to you before. All right, hey, man, that's three texts. So I'm calling.
I'm just calling you up. Let's just hash this out. Yeah, I'm one that can text till the cows come home. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right.
Books before.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I decided to call a buddy during the commercial break because it just seemed like a lot to text him.
Right. There are moments where it's too much to text. Let me call.
This is one that I... sorry. This is just one that I can't get on board with, but apparently the decline of physical books.
It does not work for me. I'm a book guy. I like books. I like the tactile experience,
also,
the whole thing. But, yeah, I cannot read a book.
The Kindle's gone. All the Amazon stuff is gone.
Because now it's on your phone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But still, I like the bigger screen.
I like the book, yes.
I think also you need to keep physical books around because everything digital at some point can be deleted.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. You're talking about, you know what I mean? You're talking about, you could just rewrite history.
Also like being able to flip through a couple of pages and go like, okay, I'll finish this chapter, then I'll go to bed.
Agreed.
Instead of having to scroll down.
Like, and right. Having and kids, man, I have an S ton of books at home. We have a massive bookshelf. My wife and I both read voraciously. But it's cool, too, as the kids get older, when they look at the bookshelves, just to see what they're interested in. The things they pull down, you know what I mean?
We also look at a screen all day. It's nice to not have that hue in your eyes.
Yes.
Just agreed. To read a book.
Surprising things your smartphone has made obsolete, the art of handwritten notes.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all digital.
I write notes constantly. I'm still that old school guy.
I'm a big writer.
My shopping list, all the things. Yeah, I write everything down.
And I put it all on my phone.
Really?
Like you said,
but you're better organized because of that. I've got stuff here. I was telling Steve the other day.
You know where it's all at, though.
I do. But here's the best part. On the weekends, I'm left alone because someone says, can you do this, whatever. I'm like, just wait till I get back to work on Monday. I've got a calendar on my desk. I'll check then later.
Right.
Later.
That way I can spend the rest of my weekend in peace.
I do use the notes on my iPhone.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I've never used them.
I do them.
I know that they're. My wife always says you should use this. I just text myself.
Mine says all the things that I don't. I need to do that I haven't. Propane.
But if you're going to go through the process of texting yourself something, you might as well just put it in notes.
You're not wrong.
All right.
You are not wrong. Nothing that you said is wrong. I'm saying I am the dinosaur, but I will text myself if it's important to me.
You know, if you finally just dive into it, though, your life will be easier, man.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm not.
They go with face-to-face connection, kind of to partner there with the lack of verbal communication, just straight up not having a face-to-face interaction.
Sure.
At some point, sure, you will need to have that face-to-face interaction. But for the most part, it's all text messages, it's emails, it's Facebook.
I mean, think about even work. You know, something quote-unquote important comes down. You get a text from Castle, what it is.
Exactly.
There's no meeting, there's no anything. Just you read the text, all right, good to go.
Exactly.
I kind of like that because I hate meetings.
They go with the lost art of spontaneous visits. These are surprising things that your smartphone has made obsolete.
Who wants a spontaneous visit these days?
I'm too disappointed with the lack. Oh, thank God my parents are here.
Yeah, and I didn't know they were coming.
Because they think they can come at any time.
Right. And I have had to say that I love you. Yeah. Tell me that you're coming.
Yes.
I think that's very fair.
Right. And it's weird how...
Because I was about to.
And it's weird how it went from an incredibly acceptable thing, like, I was in the neighborhood, and it was great. You were happy to see them. Like, this was a joyous time. Now it's like, hide! There's someone at the door!
My mom used to get so mad at her father-in-law because he didn't care. He'd come over all the time, at any time, and walk in the door. So she could be there, like, in her 90s, and go, oh, God! And she, but it didn't matter. As many times as she said, please, Nick, don't come in. Like,
unless you
knock or whatever.
Yes.
He was the guy who put all the locks in. Like, he was that guy. So he, no problem. I'm coming over to, because Dan said fix this.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whatever. So he was there without my mom's knowledge. She would lose her mind.
Exactly. We always talk about Maryland eating blue crabs and stuff, but like you don't always get a ton of them. Sometimes you just might get like a dozen or two for your family. Somehow my buddy Bernie, he timed it out like three times that like my mom and dad would get like a couple dozen crabs and that bastard would show up out of nowhere to the point my dad or my mom was like, can you smell them? Like, how are you doing this?
They go with finding our own way, navigation.
Yeah. I prefer the phone.
Right.
That phone saves my life, man.
That GPS, man, that's a lifesaver.
I would never trade in that in for anything.
Tuning into tunes, music on the move. Used to be you had to have a radio, maybe you had a boombox.
Now you got your playlist or
right.
Whatever
now,
that.
Now you can fashion any
all
you list
need
of
now
music
is
that
the Odyssey app.
That's right.
Oh.
That is an absolute fact.
No,
there,
serious.
Miles. Well done.
I mean, there's so many channels. There's so many different options. There's a 4th of July playlist
right.
on there.
Oh, my God.
Is there?
Oh,
there is.
There's six different. Do you want country 4th of July? Do you want smooth jazz? Do you want metal 4th of
July?
How about
backyard barbecue 4th of July?
They have it. Odyssey app. Download it now. It's absolutely free.
Your 4th of July soundtrack. That's right, Miles. Drink the Kool-Aid. Yeah.
There's also a brand new Happy Hour podcast up there from us today.
That's right.
You don't say.
Yeah, and a brand new podcast up there.
Recorded just this week.
Ding, 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 ding. We're good.
That's right.
We're good for the end of the week.
Every hour quarter. Can we
pretty sure we checked all the boxes. I mean,
he didn't show up this week. Like
what did we not promo?
That's the most important thing you guys do.
Right. Taryn Daly at Crucible Brewing tomorrow at 1:30. Every single pint, $1, goes to help the fine folks at Multiple Sclerosis.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, seriously. Because the bike ride. They're just raising money.
That's right.
She'll be there at Crucible up in Mount Vernon.
Biking to find a cure to MS.
Mount Vernon? The ride.
I think it's Everett.
No, the ride is in Mount Vernon.
Yeah,
Crucible Brewing's in Everett.
There's so much information that we have to give out. KISW's got an MS bike team.
Get to give out, Miles.
Yes.
Don't have to. We get to give it out.
Yeah.
That's right. We get to bring people this good.
It's all on the Odyssey app.
And then the number one surprising thing that your smartphone has made obsolete. We all know it. Cameras.
Yep.
The old school camera.
That is for sure.
I will say, ironically, though, I know more people that are into photos now that are buying cameras than I feel like I've ever met.
Well, think of like a lot of people, you know, you start taking pictures on your cell phone, then you realize you're kind of into it and you really like to manipulate it, and then you want to upgrade to an actual camera.
I had two or three little digital cameras. Yeah. They're long since all gone. But then, 10 years later, I go, what is this cord? What is this charger? Right. I'm like, just digital camera.
I'm kind of torn out of that. Like, a lot of me, I'll take pictures on the cell phone like anybody, but every once in a while on vacation, because we'll bring the actual camera along. If there's something that I really, really like, I'm one of those guys that goes, all right, I'm going to take another picture of this. The sun needs to be in a different place, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm using a real camera. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. A week-long vacation, 200 photographs are taken. Twice do I actually use the real camera.
Mm-hmm. Someone decided to have a little fun with the residents of a Minnesota town, and I've got all the details at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming to 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Mr. Felix Antoine Hamill of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Now, it was reported earlier today that Felix made Canadian history. You see, he was a candidate for an election for whatever office he was running for. Anyway, after the ballots were collected and the votes counted, he became the first candidate in Canadian history to receive zero votes in a federal election. Not a single vote, not one vote for this guy. Now, to his credit, Felix is taking it in stride. This is what he says, quote, well, I am the true unity candidate. Everyone agrees not to vote for me. So congratulations, Felix.
All right.
Yeah, that's his own words. He's like,
I like the way he spun that.
I'm unity. Nobody wants to vote for me. Not a single vote, including himself. You should always at least get one, and that's the ballot that you cast.
Vote for yourself.
He didn't even do that.
Do you think he waited till the end and was like, nobody's voted for me yet. I got to
screw it. Don't know until they give the info, man. Yeah, but it's like, he didn't even vote for him.
I'm saying it's somebody that's won a couple of elections in school. School, high school, and grade school. I don't care.
He didn't pass out candy.
You could tell him you're going to vote for him. Don't do it. Vote for yourself. Other people lie.
Yeah, of course I'm going to vote for myself. Yeah. Jesus. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.